I want you to say a short prayer. Say, Father, I do have eyes to see, and they do see, and they're going to see more. I am not satisfied. I want more. And a lot more. What you did for Job, you can do for me. What you did for Peter, James, and John, I want it. It's not just for them. I want it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I was in Job 42, so if you want to take a little ride to Job chapter 42, you're going to discover that Job had a problem. Anybody know that Job had a test, and it was horrible? His name was Job, but not the guy with all the money in this generation, but the guy with all the money in that generation. Amen? That's just before the book of Psalms, so it should not be too hard to find. And I can tell you that there were a lot of hidden little truths in this book. And when God began to open this up, for me anyway, He wanted me to awaken to the fact that he's in control and it doesn't bother him what we have to go through in order to get us to the other side. Amen? So Job replied in verse 1 to the Lord, I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. He asked, you ask, who is this that obscures my counsel without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. Meaning that Job was now aware after the confrontation from the Lord. If you look back a few chapters, you'll see that God's kind of on his case. And he's now aware that he was trying to rationalize a lot of things. And we do the same. I'm not trying to tell you that you're guilty of this. I'm just trying to tell you you're normal. Your brain is going to take over periodically. Your emotions are going to take over periodically. Anybody know what I'm talking about? We talked about a duct tape ministry, meaning we need help to shut our mouth once in a while, because it can get us into a lot of trouble. But verse 4, you said, listen now, and I will speak. I will question you, and you shall answer me. My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Now, if you've got an Amplified Bible, they insert spiritual vision. That's not God. You know why? Because I've seen in that realm, and I shared that with you guys Sunday. If I had never seen in that realm, I mean multiples of occasions, not once or twice, many times. And when he does open my eyes, he opens my eyes and I see what I don't want to see in that other realm sometimes, but I have to deal with it. You say, well, wait a minute. How can you see in that realm? Sometimes it's by perception. But other times he's opened my eyes and I've seen that realm. And people say, you're nuts. Well, I got news for you. The occult realm uses their vision on both sides. Amen. So what are you, Christians, so afraid of the unknown? Why are you not knocking on his door and saying, if you did it for Job, you did it for Peter, James, and John on the mountain, what about me? And when you get bold enough, he'll open your eyes. And I mean that. You walk around like little kittens. Oh, we're satisfied. Just a little thrill. Oh, rub my back. Ooh, not that way. The fur goes the other way. Well, come on. Am I talking to you? Yeah. Well, I'm being honest, ain't I?
Yes, you are.
All right. I can tell you right now that Peggy has a beautiful cat. His name is Sylvester. I remember when he first came in that house, I teased him and I tried to rub his feathers in the wrong direction, and he let me know those feathers go in one way and one way only. Why? It's a lesson to us. Okay? Don't pet me in the wrong direction.
He is.
Huh?
He's spoiled.
Well, of course he's spoiled.
Yes. She used to say when he get up, now, Sylvester, don't get up on the counter. And he'd just stay there and look at her like, he used to laugh.
But what I'm getting at is we are so, let's say, nonchalant about the spiritual gifts. And I'm here to whip you into action. Okay? And if I go and spend a few days in the corner, it's okay. I'll get out. You know why? Because Christians are lazy.
Amen.
And it's not God. You say, well, I haven't got this, or I haven't got that. Well, why haven't you got it? Thank you. If you don't ask, you'll never get it. If you're so afraid of it because it'll control you, you're nuts. It will never control you. The Holy Ghost is submissive to you.
Amen.
He will only open your eyes if you get honest and push.
Come on, Kim.
I'm irritated.
Come on.
Because we should have every single person receiving and giving. Not just, do it for me. It's not all about you. It's about them that are out there that are hurting and dying.
Come on.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes or no?
Yes.
So you see, if I get worked up, maybe you guys will come out of your chair and start celebrating. You want to see how well you can dance if you get rid of the spiritual garbage that's in your foot? Follow me. Because I'm following him. I know I'm riled up. It's okay.
Speaking the truth.
Verse 5. My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despise myself and I repent in dust and ashes. Why is he repenting? Why is he asking God to forgive and change his mind? Because repentance is not just changing your mind. It's really changing your attitude. Okay? Changing your way you think. Oh, well, I used to think this way. Well, it didn't work. If you got something that finally works, let's develop it. Okay? It's not all about Linda getting a vision or this one or that one or this one or that one, but how about you? Yes! I am on my soapbox. And you know what? It's comfortable up here. You guys should all be preaching.
Come on.
Well, I'm serious.
Yes.
Okay? So look at your neighbor and say, get with it.
Get with it.
Well, watch verse 7. After the Lord had said these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz, the Temanite, I am angry with you and your two friends because you have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has. So he's acknowledging Job. And if you read all of Job, you'll find that his critics are his friends. Where are your friends going to come from? If they're coming from the natural realms, they're going to criticize you. They're going to ostracize you. They're going to say you're nuts. Loony. Thank you. Verse 8. So now, take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourself. Your fire on the altar. What is it burning? When they were told, now let's face it, if you were the average farmer of that day, 7 bulls, 7 rams. That's a pretty good chunk of money. And you're going to offer it as a burnt offering, meaning you can't sell it and make a profit. When it's time for you to give, and I don't preach about giving because I hate it, but I know that the Holy Spirit will tell you what to do and when to do it. I'm not worried about that. We've been a church for 13 years. We've never passed a basket. Why? Because I refuse to put people on the spot. But I know the Holy Ghost. And if the Holy Spirit said, watch now. After the Lord, verse 7, had said these things to Job, he said to what? So it's God speaking to Job's friends. It's not Job preaching to them. Got it? Can Jesus preach better than me? By his Spirit, he's not going to put guilt on you either. He's going to speak to you and he's going to say, make an offering. Give it to the Lord. And if you feel like it's burnt away, praise God, because that's what these guys had to do. Now watch the fruit. So now, take 7 bulls, 8, and 7 rams. Go to my servant Job and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourself. My servant Job will pray for you. The guy they can't stand is now going to be on the spot to pray for these birds that don't deserve it. They don't. Okay? They've been reprimanding him, trying to correct him and tell him he's wrong. And all of a sudden, now you got to turn it around and get a prayer from him in order to get healed? Yeah. By the way, that's your future. And not deal with you according to your folly. You have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. So, Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad, and Shuhite, so far, and forgive me, the names are difficult, Naamite did what the Lord told them, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer. So the success came through a trial, the rejection came from people, and the very person they rejected is the one that prayed for them, and God answered. Pretty good stuff, right? Verse 10. After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord made him prosperous again and gave him twice as much as he had before. The process was not comfortable, but the progress was double. All his brothers and sisters and everyone who had known him before came and ate with him in his house. Watch the next part. They comforted and consoled him over all the trouble the Lord had brought upon him. So it was still the Lord offering and allowing things to happen to him in order to what? Give him a double blessing. And each one gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. When my relatives walk over to my house that have not been able to stand me, and they come in with a piece of silver and a gold ring, I'll let you know.
Me too.
They probably would like to put a gold ring in my nose so they could lead me back to where they think I should be.
Amen.
How many of you got a few relatives like the ones I got? Thank you. Love them. Pray for them, and God will bless them, and he'll give you double for your trouble. And I heard, it's time to switch gears. You can keep on reading that, but I'm going to give you a few scriptures in case you think I'm teasing you, because I'm not. Are you ready? Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Doesn't say spiritual. Got it? Take it for what it is and take it to the bank. John 14:19. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. Is that just for them? No, it's for me and you. And when we put a demand on God, he gets happy. He doesn't get upset. He says, wow, this is my kid. John 14:19. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. John 16:14. He will bring glory to me by taking what is mine and making it known to you. So knowledge is part of the deal. Inner knowing, that doesn't make sense. That's God. That's Holy Ghost. John 16:15. All that belong to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will make, it will take from what is mine and make it known to you. Knowledge. It's an inner knowing about things that don't make sense. Reasoning doesn't enter. Because if it does, it'll cancel God. Your brain will cancel God every time. Hebrews 11:27. By faith, Abraham left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. He saw. You can see. I could go on, but I think sometimes you need one more. Psalm 34:5. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Psalm 123:1. I lift up my eyes to you. To you whose throne is in heaven. And I could again give you a couple more. Psalm 17:15. And I in righteousness, I will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. Woo-hoo, pretty good, huh? Isaiah 33:17. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty and view a land that stretches afar. Why is it that we are so slow to get on that bandwagon and knock at the door and say, open, I'm ready. Close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit, I want those words to be confirmed in my heart. And then the grace and the favor, and sometimes the holy anger that's needed to get me to move and to act. The fishermen that are in the boat are ready to go out fishing. But they can't do it without a pole. And they need to fish on the right side of the boat. When Peter was fishing, he needed to fish on the right side of the boat. And we need to be obedient to what Jesus tells us to do. Amen? Share some hugs with each other. And don't forget, Sunday is Fellowship Sunday. Don't forget about the feast starting tomorrow, Sunday night, 7 o'clock. We'll still be here Sunday morning, but 7 p.m. for the beginning of the feast of Rosh Hashanah, which is Happy New Year. If it's God's Happy New Year, it should be yours and mine. God bless you all.